All right.
Congratulations, well, Gwen Baity.
Gwen Baity, thank you for joining us, my home girl, my home girl. Well, I heard the message, so I'm now going to turn the call over to our host, and I believe that is Tiffany. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Thank you, thank you, thank you for seating us and greeting us spiritually here on the Master's Call. Happy New Year and good morning to each of you, the Master's Call family and listeners. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Wednesday morning, a new day that the Lord has made, and I already hear you all out there rejoicing and being glad in this day, because as we it has already been put in our spirits and in our mind, in 2012, all is well. So we walk into that declaration with joy and expectation and anticipation of the great things that God has in store for us in this day and the days to come. So bless God for each one of you, and we thank you for so many callers from coast to coast who have joined in with us this morning. Continue to spread the word and invite someone else into the call each day that they would be able to have their lives enriched, empowered, and enhanced as yours truly have been. So once again, this is the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California, and I love being up this morning on this call, and I just thank God for each of you. See, this call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. God gave them the vision to begin the Master's Call, and they said yes. And because of their yes, we are allowed to tap into this call every Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time and 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And the scripture reference that the Lord gave them when they started this call can be found in Psalms 88:13. Psalm 88:13 reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So before we do anything in our day, before we make that first phone call, before we step out of our door, we put our prayers first before the Lord. And see, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." So when we put God first, everything else seems to work. So remember that. The mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as you begin your day. See, when you call in to this call, you call in with expectation of finding hope, of finding joy, of finding restoration, and finding peace, and finding and hearing a word from the Master. So we invite you to continue to dial into the call and invite two or three people this week. Send them an email, send them a text, and invite them and give them the opportunity that has been solely given to you. If you have missed any of the calls on this line from October the 25th until today, then I invite you to visit our website, which is accessible 24 hours, 7 days a week, and that would be at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And say, for instance, today you may not be able to get all the notes, or you may not be able to write down the notes, and you want to hear that word immediately, then we do have a replay number, and that replay number is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code, 957-677-pound. Once again, the replay number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number. If you would like to send in a prayer request, if you would like to send in any concerns or any questions regarding the Master's Call, then we invite you to use our Gmail address, and that's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. The Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, no apostrophe, morning call at gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to your request at that time. See, the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a great health and wellness Christian-based multi-level marketing company known as Artist International that was started over 20-plus years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And we thank God for the vision that he gave the Diaz de Leon family and the opportunity that we are available to that we have been given to be able and available to tap into the vision that God has given them, which we are changing lives all around the world. And I thank God for the products. I thank God for the training. I thank God for the people and the relationships that we have with Artist International. And this is the first Wednesday of the new year. So do not forget tonight the corporate call. If you are an artist distributor on this line tonight, you want to make sure that you get with your team and let them know to be on the Wednesday night corporate call. And that would be 212-990-8000, pin code 11141, and the pound sign. Once again, that's the corporate call tonight. And also, if you are on vacation or you have some time after this call, there is a call that also goes on every day, a motivational call by Madeline Alexander. It's the Daily Motivational and Training Artist Call. And that number for that training call is 940-287-4000 and the pin code 556-5629. Again, 940-287-4000, pin code 556-5629, pound. Now, I know I gave out a lot of information on artists, but it is the beginning of the year, so we want to make sure that we start off the beginning of the year with our business on the right track. So make sure that you have all that information. If not, go to the playback number and you can hear it again. Now I am going to ask one of my sisters to come to the line and go ahead and open us up this morning in a word of prayer. If you're out there, go ahead and come on to the line at this time.
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Lord, Psalm 5:3 says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." Good morning, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Good morning, Daddy God. We thank you and count it a privilege to be able to seek you first, to be able to direct our prayers and our thoughts to you. We offer you the first fruits of our day. We offer you our praise and our worship. We glorify you, O Lord, and we lift your name on high. We thank and praise you for having your angels encamped around about us last night as we slept. We praise you and thank you, O Lord, that when we woke up this morning, we had the ability to see, hear, feel, touch, and if we've eaten something, to taste. We had the activity of our limbs, O God. We just thank you for those things that we take for granted. You told us that it's in you that we move and we breathe and we have our being. So we thank you so much, O God. We praise you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We don't know what the day is going to hold, oh my God, but we know who holds the day. Father, you told us in your word that whenever we stand praying, if we have anything against anyone, to forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your sins and your trespasses. So, dear God, we first of all ask you to forgive us our sins and then equip us with your love to forgive others that we have that we need to forgive as we go through this day. Father, we pray that the Abrahamic blessing be upon Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and Artist International, the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we just thank you that you're pouring down and showering them with your love, your mercy, and your grace. Now, Father, as we go up on this fast, coming tomorrow, you said that some things don't come but through fasting, praying, and fasting. So prepare our hearts, cause our thoughts to line up with your thoughts. And when we see something that we might even want to eat, taste, or whatever, Let us tell ourselves, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we thank you for this precious promises in your word. We praise you and thank you for our speaker this morning, Dr. Vanessa. You told us whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. Whatever is loosed in heaven is loosed on earth. So we bind any satanic attacks against this call that might try to come against it. We loose your spirit, that it is free from any hindrances, interferences, and backlashes. And we now ask you to open the hearts and minds of your people to hear the word preached, that we might be able to be a blessing to someone this day. And we go forth knowing and believing that all is well in 2012. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for clearing the heavens and allowing for this word to go forth this morning. So the speaker that you will hear this morning, as Minister Willa said in prayer, is none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is dedicated. She is relational. She is a woman who walks in victory. She is anointed. She is noble. She walks in excellence. She is saved and spirit-led. And she is our appointed speaker for this morning, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We thank you for being a part of our Master's Call, for so many of you all have been so faithful each and every morning. And this day, we thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the body of Christ and definitely in our Master's Call family. I did want to announce that I spoke with Pastor Chuck, because I know many of you all are wondering where Pastor Chuck is. He has had to take a job for a season and will not be able to be with us, and we're just kind of working some things out. But the main thing about this call, it's not about personalities. It is about the Master, and he sends his love and asking for us to cover him and his family in prayer in this season. So we all want to stay connected in and covering each other. And I'm going to talk this morning in continuation about the theme, the message that God has given me. I'm so glad to see our co-founder on the board this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as we celebrate the theme of In 2012, All Is Well. And we went over 5 points yesterday, but God gave me a subheading, Getting Spiritually Fit This Year. Getting Spiritually Fit This Year. And for FIT, you know I love acronyms. Fasting intensifies thankfulness. Fasting intensifies thankfulness. Many of you all know we will be getting, beginning a corporate fast tomorrow, January 5th, and we endeavor to go the 40 days all the way to February 13th, the Daniel's fast. And for those of you who this may be your first time or maybe a little bit more challenging for an extended fast, we encourage you to at least do the 21-day Daniel's fast. We've been asking everybody to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com for our prayer directives, for information about fasting. So we do it with wisdom and do it strategically so that we're all on the same page and in one accord. So this morning, I want to hone in on the subtitle of Getting Spiritually Fit This Year as we prepare our spirits, our minds, our actions, our going in and our coming out each day during this time of consecration. In 2012, all is well, getting spiritually fit this year. And for those of you who have been listening to the messages earlier this week, when we went as a text scripture to 2 Kings chapter 4, that 8th through 37th verse, just to do a quick overcap for a foundation of getting fit today to bring out some bullet points as we begin this time of fasting intensely toward our thankfulness for a thankful heart in Christ. And we talked about the significance of the number 12, and that according to many biblical scholars, 12 signifies governmental perfection, the perfection of government, where 7 is the number of completeness. Well, the government of order, structure, that four-letter word is not a cuss word, of the rule of the Lord governing, giving us healthy boundaries in our life. And it's found multiple times through the scripture, the sun, which rules the day, and the moon and stars, which govern the night, do so by their passage through the 12 signs, and this completes the great circle of life of 360 days, 12 times 30 degrees or divisions, and thus it governs the year. And we have so many biblical references we went over the last couple of days in the book of Genesis, how it reveals that there were 12 sons of Jacob. The 12 sons formed the 12 tribes of Israel. And in the New Testament, the 12 apostles, the 12 foundations in the heavenly Jerusalem, the 12 gates, the city, the 12 pearls, the 12 angels. And we covered five principles, where principle one was all is well, so that when opportunities come, you do not ask for, weren't expecting, you learn to understand. And we talked about the Shunammite woman when the prophet Elisha spoke that that time next year she would bear a child, and how we can cooperate with the blessings of God that come toward us in Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, when the Holy Spirit moved on our heart and her husband to build the room, she was willing and obedient to do that. Ye shall eat the good of the land. Principle two, when all is well, when blessings seem to be cursed or killed, our declaration must line up with our expectation that God's going to make a way out of no way. When that blessing promise of her son died, she didn't have idle discussion. When the enemy came in to try to snuff out the life and did kill her child, she kept focused on the promise. Isaiah 59, the 19th verse of Isaiah 59 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And what's our confession through it all? All is well. We make the heavens line up with the will of God. Principle three, when others don't, God does. See, when others don't seem to understand, you and I must still stand on God's word and his promises, even when we have to stand alone. And in that 19th verse, when her husband sent the son back to her, she didn't try to keep explaining. She didn't even tell him that their son was dead. All she said was, get me the animal, and I'm on my way to see the man of God. And even when the man of God, Elisha, sent out his armor bearer, Gehazi, to ask, is all well with your husband? Is all well with your child? She didn't even share with him. He wasn't going to understand. He wasn't part of the equation. She wanted to talk to the man of God, which led us to principle four. Only share with those who God says you should. Only share with those God says you should. Too many of us just simply talk too much. We share things with people who have absolutely no role in our process or in our journey. Through all that God is going to do in us and through us, in 2012, we must remember, in the process, all is well. Because, see, we don't want to open ourselves up to spiritual warfare that we're not equipped to handle, because we released information into the atmosphere that was not bathed and covered in prayer. And I gave a key nugget under principle four yesterday. During your journey, idle conversation can be your worst enemy. When you're wasting time with those who are not helpful or essential to the process, be discerning who to share with and, again, who not to. And principle five, fight for the promise that brings forth the fruit for your future. Fight. It is a fight. It is a fight. Get your mind right. That's why we're going on this corporate consecration as a family. Fight for the promise that brings forth the fruit for your future, for your legacy, for your heritage. This year, this season, this 2012, stay postured in prayer. Stay full of the praises of God in your mouth. Stay mindful of your purpose, that the destiny God has placed on your life will be promoted, and it will manifest. In 2012, all is well. Getting spiritually fit this year. And what is fit? Fasting intensifies thankfulness. And in these last 5 minutes, I'm going to cover 7 basic steps to fasting and prayer. And I'm going to encourage each and every one of you who have not emailed us at the Masters, well, don't forget the THE, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we'll get the directives and all the information about fasting individually and corporately to you. Remember, Matthew 17:21 tells us, howbeit this kind goeth not out by fast, prayer and fasting. There's some situations in our life, they're just stubborn little demons, just billy goat demons. They don't have a lamb in them nowhere, not trying to be led to truth. And we have to fast and pray for our breakthrough. Step one, we've got to set our objectives. That's why we have directives. Why are we fasting? Well, it's for spiritual renewal, for guidance, for healing, for the resolution of problems, for special grace to handle difficult situations. We're asking the Holy Spirit to clarify by his leading what he would have us to do, where, when, how, all of those things that make us powerful tools for the kingdom. And see, through fasting and prayer, oh, it's the double punch, we humble ourselves before God so that the Holy Spirit will stir our souls, awaken our churches, and heal our land, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're making it a priority in this season. And step two, make a commitment. Decide today. Get your mind right. Go on and get that pie out the way. Go on and eat that rib you were in. Get them turkey off that you had for New Year's Day, because we're going to do it right. We're going to be committed. Jesus implied that all of his followers should fast. In Matthew 6:16-18, in Matthew 9:14-15, for him it was a matter of when believers would fast, not if they would do it. And before we fast, we have to decide up front, which we have, how long we're going to fast. We, the TMC family, we're going to go 40 days. For those of you who, like I said, you may want to start off with 21 if this is your first time. And let's say you fall off the wagon. Don't stay on the ground. Get up and get back in with us. And the type of fast we're going to do is the Daniel's fast, where we said no meat, or as my pastor used to say in Oakland, California, no flesh, no meat, no pork, no ham, no chicken, no fish, and no sweets, none. We want to have our physical and our social activities restricted in this season so that we can focus in and hone in to hear God. And we want to specifically, especially those times when we normally would be eating, we want to devote that to prayer and to God's word. We want to make these commitments ahead of time so that it will help us sustain and maintain our fast when physical temptations and life's pressures tempt us, and so we won't abandon it because they're going to tempt us. Step three, prepare yourself spiritually. We're talking about getting fit. Fasting intensifies our heart to be thankful. The very foundation of fasting and prayer is repentance. The very foundation of fasting and prayer is repentance. Us unconfessed sin, it'll hinder your prayers. So we're going to do several things that'll prepare our heart. And we want, again, for you to email for that information so you can get it all and all the scripture references. But two or three of them are in 1 John 1:9, confess every sin that the Holy Spirit calls you to remembrance and accept God's forgiveness. Make restitution as the Holy Spirit leads. Oh, Romans 12:1-2, surrender your life fully to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master and refuse to obey your worldly nature, our carnal nature. Oh, in 2012, all is well. Getting spiritually fit this year, fasting intensifies thankfulness. And step four, on this journey, we want to prepare yourself physically. Fasting does require reasonable precautions. For some of you who are on medication or have different physical challenges, consult a physician first. But we don't want to rush into this. That's why we've been talking about it even before Christmas. Prepare your body. Eat smaller portions before we start this fast tomorrow when you wake up. Eat raw fruits and vegetables as much as possible before we begin this fast tomorrow. The first 2 or 3 days, get your mind ready. They are usually the hardest. And as you continue to fast, you'll likely experience a sense of well-being, physically and spiritually. However, you should feel hunger pains then you're going to increase your liquid intake. And then step five, put yourself on a schedule for the maximum benefit. Set time, set aside time to be alone with God on this consecration, on purpose, on intention. Listen for his leading as you spend the quality time with him. And then we give you some literature on tips of fasting with different kind of juices and what's best for your body. And in step six, even when you come off of our fast, end your fast gradually. Begin eating gradually. One of my pastors, we still laugh and tease Pastor Rose, years ago when our church began, she had already talked about for the last week how she was going to eat this big steak prepared at midnight. So when she came off her consecration at midnight from February 13th into Valentine's Day, and yes, you're right, she got sick as a dog from eating that steak. So you want to end your fast gradually. Do not eat solid foods immediately after your fast. And then last, our final word is expect results. Have a spirit of expectation, anticipation of how God's going to show up and show out during this time of consecration. In 2012, all is well. As accountability, get an accountability partner. As we go through these 40 days, get someone you can stay accountable to each and every day. And again, if you fall off the wagon, we're going to help push you back in so you can finish strong and finish long for the Lord so that this year of government, the order of God, can flow freely and fully and abundantly through your life as you expect him to do great things in you. This 2012, all is well. Getting spiritually fit this year with the mindset that fasting intensifies thankfulness. Oh, I speak the discipline of God on our spirits right now. I decree and declare a hunger, God, for your holiness and your presence during this consecration. Father, I thank you that you're downloading strategies from heaven as we consecrate. You're giving us your strategy that's already saturated with your anointing that destroys every yoke. I thank you, Father, that we will cooperate with you. We will be diligent to be your ministers in the marketplace and breakthrough for not only just us, but our families, our business, our destiny shall come this 2012. All is well in Jesus' name. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you. Thank you for giving us those seven steps on how we need to begin our fast and what we need to do as far as preparation for what we need to begin on tomorrow. In 2012, all is well, getting spiritually fit this year. Fasting anticipates thankfulness. So God bless you, woman of God, for those words and those messages to us this morning. At this time, Minister Robin, if you're out there, if you could just come and seal our prayer request and our call in a word of prayer at this time. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud, excuse me. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that has gone forth today. We thank you, Lord God, for just the fact that you are God and that there is absolutely no one like you. Father, as we prepare for the fast and consecration starting tomorrow, Lord, I thank you that we're not only preparing our heart and our minds, but God, we're preparing our speech and what we say out of our mouths. God, I thank you that our words will be in line with your word, that we will speak what you say, Lord God. You are indeed the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for you. We bless you today because we understand what the thing for this year is, all is well in 2012. And so everyone that is on our prayer list today, all of those, God, that are in need of healing, hallelujah, we hold them up before you. Continue to pray for Evangelist Beatty, Lord God, and all that you're doing in our life, Papa, our presence, Papa, Lord God, we hold him up before you. And everyone else that is on our prayer list, we know indeed, God, that healing is a children's bread. And we thank you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are indeed our healer. We thank you, God, that you're El Shaddai. You're the God that is almighty. Hallelujah. And we bless your name and give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for Joni. We hold her up before you now in the name of Jesus. Extend your mercy to her today in Jesus' name as she gets ready to take care of a personal issue, Lord God. We thank you for dealing with that situation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for Armani, Lord God. We hold him up before you. Oh God, condition his heart. Heal his heart today. Thank you, Lord God, that you will minister to this young man, Lord God. Prepare and restore the relationship with him and his father. We lay it at the altar before you now, God, asking you to intervene on in this situation. Be indeed Jehovah Shammah. Be the God that's there in the midst of them and bring healing and wholeness, God. Jehovah Shalom, we thank you that you are indeed our peace and you are the wholeness that is needed in that particular situation. And everyone that is on this prayer line today, we seal them with the blood of Jesus. As we prepare our mind and hearts in preparation for our fast, God, let there be great anticipation of what you're going to do in our lives as a result of our obedience to you. We thank you, oh God, for Pastor Vanessa, and we ask, Lord God, to continue to download and minister to her heart your grace, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for all that you're doing in her life and all that you're doing in the life of her parents, Lord God. And I bless you, God, just for being faithful in all of your ways. We give you praise. We give you glory. We seal this prayer now with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you to cover us as we go out to be ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' matchless and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Mr. Tiffany.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Kathy. Thank you for sealing out that word and this call with a closing prayer this morning to you, Minister Willa. Thank you for opening us and also for greeting us this morning. And to you, Pastor Vanessa, thank you so much for your message this morning. And to each of you, the Master Call family, we thank God for each of you, and we pray that as you go out today that you will accept, obey the will of God as you are that great minister in the marketplace. Go out and make it happen for you today. We love you here on the Master's Call, and we will definitely hear you on the line in the morning. And remember, we are fasting beginning January the 5th tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye for now.